بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد firstly with regard to the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam which is the most important aspect of our life to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and as our dada shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah used to say that our tasawuf ala is ala min hajin nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam otherwise there's lot of different tasawuf also. And that is why in the early days, the Arabs of those days, they used to say that tasawuf is not permissible. Because they got the wrong idea of tasawuf. But Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi cleaned up all that. And if there's no sunnah in our life, that means we're far from tasawuf. Sunnah is the essence of our life, is the ruh of our life. So we should have ta'aleem of sunnah in our homes also. And more important than ta'aleem, we should see whether it's coming into my life and consciously. Many things we are doing, sometimes even according to sunnah, but we're not conscious. Just to be conscious, hazir, dimagh, that your mind must be attentive, that this is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then see the value of your life will increase also. So yesterday we learned with regard to the sunnah of upon awakening, one was to rub the face and eyes with the softness of the palms. And we'll see in every sunnah, Hazrat Maulana Abu Rawal Haq Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Sunnat Akmal Tariqa hai, the most perfect way of life. Sunnat Ahsan Tariqa is the most beautiful way of life. And Sunnat is the most easiest way of life. So the Sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is only an ignorant fool that one won't bring alive the Sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah give me all of us tawfiq that we take this. An important aspect of our life, especially this zamana, is that time which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati, falahu ajru mi'ati shaheed." Whoever brings alive a sunnat in the time of fitna and fasad, this is not that it is all type of wars, etc. This is when we don't have value for our deen. That is real fasad. You don't have value for deen, then you'll be doing something else, all fasad. And we see how fasad is spreading. So in this time to bring alive, and what bring alive? Ay amayla baya. Practice upon the sunnah, you'll get the reward of 100 shaheed in the comfort of our homes, in the comfort of the masjid. And so easy to become a shaheed there on the battlefield, bombs are flying, there a person won't able to stand. Yeah, it's easy, so we have to bring the sunnah in our lives from now. And we'll find many a times, even ulama will give bayan upon sunnah, but we're not conscious. Simple thing, for example, we walk out of the masjid, we'll see how many of us will just drop our shoes down like that. And that is not sunnah. Sunnah is to put it down nicely. And then while we're walking, we don't know whether I'm putting on my right shoe first or my left shoe, or my right jumper, left jumper. Whereas consciously we must see, I'm putting on my right jumper of shoe first, because this was the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the first thing, rub our eyes in the morning, and as we explain, we know the ayat, inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard, read these ayats while you're waking up. And then, when your eyes open, now read the first dua, alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhin nushur. What beautiful duas, and this is a clear sign of nubuwwat, that is, it is a messenger of Allah Ta'ala. And it is a clear sign of the existence of Allah Ta'ala. Only Allah could have taught Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam these beautiful du'as, that all praise is to Allah. You're making shukr to Allah for life also, and then you're making a niyat in your heart. Now Allah, you gave me another life. And Allah is so kind that Allah is showing us, correct your life every day, wa ilayhin nushur, before the time you're going to stand up in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So every day Allah has given us another life to correct yesterday's life. Yesterday we messed up our life. And make tawbah and say, make intention, Ya Allah, you woke me up as an insan, a human being, as a Muslim, as a mu'min. I promise, imtisari awamirillah wa imtinai ammahani ammawahinillah, that I will practice all your commands to the best of my ability and stay away from all those things that are haram. There's both aspects is important. Many a times we only pay attention to the positive aspect and the negative that is sins, we carry on. So we're cancelling all that. So Allah give us tawfiq that we read this dua consciously that Allah has given me a life after I was like dead. And al-mawtu, an-nawmu ukhtul mawt. And sleep is like the brother, sister of death. So Allah is showing us what's so difficult to understand, Allah is going to bring you back to life.
not your alarm clock that woke you up. It's only Allah Ta'ala that woke us up. So we are the slaves of Allah. We have to become the slaves of Allah. And the true slavery is only the way Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has shown us. Allah give us tawfiq. And for just that is why we do this course of the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to get this consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. One is we say, Allah Ta'ala is there, Allah is controlling the world. But am I conscious? Anything happens to me all of a sudden, what first thing comes in my heart? Ya Allah, you make it easy. Or I first think, hey, who can I phone? Who? So this consciousness has to come in my heart, all our hearts. And as we learn in the kitab of Anwarus Salah, we'll see the scores, how important. And while we're doing it, inshallah, we'll get this eagerness. And then a person makes an effort for the whole life. And as you're doing it, you'll realize I'm still far from reality. Allah give us tawfiq. So the importance of the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we can't stress it. The zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is so important that the sahabi asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is the best jihad? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, where you make the most zikr. And then all the other amal he asked. Because Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi explained, the object of jihad, the object of ibadat is the remembrance of Allah. If you're in jihad and you're not remembering Allah, you're doing it for your own, then there's wabal. There's great danger. So Allah give us tawfiq that when we make our zikr, just concentrate on these ayat. So easy. Fazkuruni azkurkum. Allah, you thinking of me, now you're allowing me to think of you. So when Allah is allowing us to think of Him, then let us not be sleepy. Let us be awake. And أَنَّ جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. I am the companion of the one who's thinking of me, who's making my zikr. And then beg Allah Ta'ala. Yesterday we read this poem, Dil mera ho jai ek medani hu. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Let Allah empty my heart now. There's a lot of different thoughts in my heart. Let all that thoughts, all those things come out of my heart. And like we got future plans. Now I must do this, I must go for this interview, that interview. Empty your heart and bring Allah in your heart. Then you get up in the morning, وَفَوِّضْ أَمْرِي لَاللَّهِ. Oh Allah, I handed my matter to you. Now Allah will open the way for you and we'll be surprised. So tu hi tu. And when we say this, let us think that Allah, you come in my heart. You come in my heart. And Allah Ta'ala, the moment you, like Hazrat explains, when you're making la ilaha illallah, you're like vacuuming your heart. When your heart gets clean, you don't have to tell Allah, come in. Allah will automatically come in our heart. And then after that, to realize what is this reality. Or mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil. And mere tan means our body. We know our Allah made our body from sand and water. Bajaye aab o gil. Aab means water and sand. So instead of my body just being water and sand, that means it's got no value. We think I'm very valuable. I got this kurta on, I got that. But if dard-e-dil, that Allah put that pain in the heart of yours. In other words, dard-e-dil, the mashayikh have termed it as the love of Allah, they termed it as dard-e-dil. That pain of the heart, that a person has got that worry, is Allah coming in my heart? Is Allah coming in? This is such a pain that will take away all the other pain. So this is what we should be begging, that if you want your body to become valuable, then put the pain of the love of Allah in the heart. And all other pains will go. You won't worry about other things. Allah Ta'ala will sort out all our matters. So Allah, instead of my body just being made of sand and water, dard-e-dil ho, let the pain of your love come into my heart. Let the pain of your love come into my heart. And from this we understand and we see how we should be begging Allah Ta'ala, and du'as are important. On the own, you make zikr also whole life, but you don't make du'a to Allah, nothing will happen. So these are great du'as also, and these are to build our concentration also. Allah give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadil ladheena astafa amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah Ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majeed wa al-Furqan al-Hamid, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal-munkar. With regard to anwarus salah, that is, anwar shows the plural of nur, that salah has got lot of nur, and this is not the lights what we see outside. This is spiritual light. When this light comes in the heart, then a person will only understand the value of salah. And like we learned yesterday, the object that is and the height that we have to reach is that nisbate khususi ta'alluq, and hubbi ta'alluq, that love, that loving connection with Allah, that special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when a person got that, nobody knows. Somebody asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, that who is the greatest buzruk of this time? He says, nobody don't knows it. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسُ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Every buzur, every pious person got a different taste of the love of Allah. So he is, you own. So when this comes in your heart, then automatically, but as we explained, we have to start from the scratch. We can't just jump to the top level and think I'm a big buzruk, start walking around with the tasbih, I got the love of Allah. No, it starts from the bottom. We have to do our foundation. And what is that? As we explained, that this means that dawami zikr or dawami ta'at, that all the time now you start being conscious that am I in the remembrance of Allah. That is whatever you do. You're wearing your clothes. If you're in the remembrance of Allah, you wear it according to sunnah. You read the dua. Whatever you're doing. And what is the sign to check this? That am I in the obedience of Allah? Am I in the remembrance of Allah? And we don't fall into a trap that no, I'm on the, I am a pious person and I'm on the way and I go to Khanka, so I'm becoming a big buzurg. No, what is buzurg yet? Very simple. One person said, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi, 13 years. And then he said, Hazrat, now I want to leave. Say, why, what's wrong, what happened after 13 years? He says, I don't see any karamat in your life. Like some people think you must be flying in the air. And you're flying in the air also, everybody might believe you're a big buzurg, but your wife won't believe that. Remember that. One pious person, his wife was telling him all the time, that you like just a lump of sand, just on the ground. You, what you say you're a buzurg? People are coming to you, they're wasting their time. So he made dua, ya Allah, let my wife see that I fly on my, sit on my musalla, let it fly in the air. So Allah accepted his dua. When he started his namaz, his musalla started flying, and she saw from the window a buzurg flying in the air. When he came home after that, he said, you saw today was a buzurg. He was flying. He said, you saw? He said, yes, I saw today. He said, did you see properly? He said, yes, I saw. He said, you know who was there? He said, it was me. She said, oh, that's why it was going crooked. So your wife won't accept that. So anyway, we have to check what is our measurement. Allah Ta'ala shariati haqqa, the true shariat. That am I on shariat from life till death? That when we are born, that a child is born in your house, what is the first sunnah? He must hear azan. He must hear iqama. So when the child is born, today with all the social media, all different types of messages, and even ulama sending messages, and fancy messages, it's a boy, it's a girl, it's all this. That is not shariati haqqa. Even so much so, like now, Ramadani Kareem, Ramadani Mubarak. Our elders explain, when will Ramadan be Mubarak? When the Mubarak Amal come into our lives, then you can say Ramadan Mubarak. Otherwise, this is just, it just have become a show, as we will learn in front. So Allah save me, all of us. So, shariati haqqa, that is, when there's a wedding in the house, then a person see, the Mawlana will tell the husband, why are you making a big story, and making a big function? Say, Mawlana, you know the wife, she don't want to listen. Mawlana tell Appa, go speak to his wife. Say, oh, my husband, he wants all this doom-dam. So this is, and like Hazrat explained, Hazrat Mawlana Inam, Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, explained, that to get married, it's a sunnat. It's like how you prepare for four sunnat of sunnat imuqtada of zohar, for example. You have to wear clean clothes, make your wuzu, all that. If you need ghusl, you do all that. And he explained how easy it is. So he asked then, will you do it? He said, very hard. And he explained the other way, how difficult is it? So he said, that is now in its custom, it's the society, so we have to do it. So Allah Ta'ala save us. We're not living for people, we're living for Allah Ta'ala. And Allah, our life is in control, in Allah Ta'ala's control. So whether it's our weddings, whether it's a mayyat, today even mayyat, Allahu Akbar, that's another story on its own, Allah save us. The janazah is there, but it's a big fashion parade. Men are standing in the way where women are coming in. Nobody is reciting even kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah. Whereas that's what the mayyat need now. So, and to think also, Allahu Akbar, the son of Harun al-Rashid, he told the great Qari, Abu Amr Basri, إذا حملت إلى القبور جنازة فاعلم بأنك بعدها مأمول. Don't be overtaken with just artificial enjoyments of this world and attraction, because your life is getting finished in any case. And those things are going to finish off. And like they say in English, which is a myth, that every good thing comes to an end. For them, that what is not good, they regard as good, a party. And they say it's good. After the party, you need tablets. I got a headache. What is good, when you get deen in your life, it doesn't, you enjoy more. Now when tilawat comes in our heart, and when you got this loving taluk with Allah, then you don't say, hey, now I must go for fajr again. Now that enjoyment to go for fajr. And this is what we need. That's why this kitab is taught all every year, over and over, because our spiritual food we have to get. And as the child is growing with food, we will also see whether we are growing. And normally ourselves, with the child, he can't make out. Even the mother won't make out. But the auntie, oh, he's gone so big already. Like that, spiritually, when we're taking our food, others will notice. Then the mashayikh, they'll notice first, this person is progressing. So Allah give me all of us tawfiq, let us keep this in mind. And so that is mukhtasar, ye ke nisbat ka matlab dawami zikr aur dawami ta'at. Aur tamam ta'at mein sabse muhtam bishan ta'at namaz hai. And from all the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously first is our qaid, first is iman. Then to keep build us iman, to strengthen our iman. Daily, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, jaddidu imanakum. Renew your iman. So to renew our iman, Allah didn't say go and stand in a line by the Home Affairs. Just to renew our passport, what a big job. And you have to make appointment. Today all, without the bribery, nothing happens. Here as we will learn, Allah kept the doors open. You come here and now you like in the court of Allah Ta'ala, and your iman is being rejuvenated. But this will only happen when you first do the cause of zikr. Then we'll know about it. Otherwise we're in the masjid, but we don't know we're in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala save us all and realize that. So the greatest and the most important ibadat is the salah. When salah is so important and we don't know, we think salah is just to go and I'm going for namaz. And while we're coming for namaz, we're talking everything else. Even while we're in the masjid, azan is also going, we're talking. And then we just start. And then we didn't know whether we read four rakats or we didn't read four rakats. No, this is a very, very important, a very great. So we have to do a special cause in this namaz. And what will be the effect of this? When you do a cause in namaz, then see, jiska asar tamam buraiyon se bachana aur zindagi ke har shobe ko ibadat bana dena, jiski tafseel Quran wa hadith mein aayi hai. Then what will happen? The effect of namaz will take out all sins from your life. Many of us, we don't like that I must be still watching movies, or I must be looking at a woman on the street, etc. We hate it, but we're doing it. And you don't like it. One of the easiest ways to get rid of sin, and when a person gets rid of sin, then you'll get the connection with Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, our Dada Shaykh of the Shah, Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, you can have the Shaykh that is second to none. But you going for the majlis also. But on the sideline, you're still committing sin. You can dream of becoming a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala save us. So thus, the effect of namaz will be such. And that is, well, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi explained so beautifully that in one small ayat of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah ta'ala has explained all the departments of deen. That Allah says, Akimi salata li zikri. Establish namaz, not read namaz. Establish, that means you have to learn, do the cause of namaz. Like if you don't do the cause, you were typing on an old computer, or old typewriter in the old days. And now somebody tell you, type for me a letter on the computer. You say, I don't know how to use it. Or on your phone, you don't know how to use it. And you say, where is this? I can't do this. But when you learn and do the cause, so don't think that this cause is difficult. Ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is the most easiest thing. Dunya, if you didn't learn how to change a wheel, and like Allahu Akbar, today people who's supposed to be in the house, they want to be on in front of the wheel. And now one puncher, then they're standing in the street. And there 10 people will stop for them. Not to help to change the tire, but for something else. But any case, if you didn't learn how to change a tire, Hazrat says, now you'll be standing, old man, now you say, I don't know what to do. Call 10 people, please help me, lift my car up. somebody come with a hammer and a chisel, you'll make your car, you'll damage it totally. So like that, if we don't do the cause in deen, then our deen will be just haphazard. There'll be no reality. If your deen is haphazard, there's no reality in your life. But when you do a cause, even old people today, you get a jack, you put it in a cigarette lighter, and slowly, even if you're a heart patient, you're able to change the wheel. So when we do this cause, then see the effect of that will be how gunas will just come out of our life. And then we'll realize every department of deen, how important is it. So Hazrat says, Aqimi salata li zikri, that to establish namaz for my remembrance. And so to establish namaz, you need the knowledge of namaz. An ordinary layman, every person, namaz is faraz on him. So how much knowledge he needs, that's about that to perform his namaz properly, that's what he needs. And where Allah has made our system here, particularly in South Africa, the maktab system. But sadly, that is also going out. How shaitan has fooled and brought the schools over it, and now the school is gone, and we say Islamic school. But there's hardly Islamic in there. So the maktab itself, how it used to be in the original days, our elders used to be sitting on the floor and teaching simple kitabs as we were learning in front. And that reality came in a person. Till today, a person who went to maktab, he knows clearly TV is haram, photos is haram. And he will still have contact with the pious servants. So how to establish maktab is for us. Then Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah says, after a person finishes his maktab, then he gets into working and married and all, now he gets lazy with his salah. So Allah brought the system of the Tabligh Jamaat. Allah Ta'ala inspired Mawlana Ilyas. People are going away from deen. Now they go, they make gush, they remind people. And people start realizing, I must go back for namaz. Masjids are getting full, but that's not the end of the story. As we will learn in front, if masjids get full, but the reality of namaz is not in our life, then that is wabal. Now the system of khanka, where you put life into that namaz, where you realize what is this namaz all about. And when you're going, Allahu Akbar, as Mufti Saleh explained also in the Bukhari Khatam, مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَيَّدْ خُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ. The adab of entering the masjid, that you're fearful, I'm going in Allah's court. Here you just go for one court case, and when the judge comes, you shivering. What is, he's a human being like you. Here we're coming in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So salah, when we do this court, see how the gunas will go out from our life. And when gunas go out from your life, it's like sicknesses go out. How you feel more energetic and you feel more enthusiastic. So thus a person has to do the cause. And then he'll be worried all the time. Is Allah Ta'ala happy with me or not? Is this love of Allah Ta'ala coming in my heart? Then every namaz, then you'll understand when we just make salam. Astaghfirullah. Ya Allah, you gave me the opportunity in your court and I messed it up. So it won't be a ritual just saying astaghfirullah from the bottom of our heart, and we'll try the next namaz immediately or two sunnahs. Now you try and read it properly, etc. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So this will save us our whole life. Say bachana aur zindagi ke har shoba ko ibadat bana dena hai. And what does the connection with Allah mean? That every aspect of your life, every department becomes ibadat. And as we explained, Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, agar insaan apne aadat ko sunnat ke mutabik bana de, to aadat ibadat ban jayega. Your habits, just make it according to sunnat. And then you'll see that will become ibadat. And that is what Allah created us for. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Doesn't mean ibadat is only masjid, it's only in the masjid and only in salah or tilawat. No, 24 hours, what am I doing? Am I doing it properly? Just stepping out of your house, am I reading Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. So this consciousness comes in a person. And jiski tafsir, Quran Sharif, or our ahadith mein aayi hai. And it has come clearly in the Quran Sharif and in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we do this cause, we'll find how the change in your life. Like today we look at a businessman, hey, this person is learning now, he's progressing. But ask him how he started off. He was first picking up boxes. He was first counting screws and nuts and all those things. Then Allah Ta'ala gave him tarakki. So we have to do our foundation first. And here, Hazrat explained, what is the foundation? That in the Quran Sharif, all the explanation with regard to the importance of salah, etc. The ayat of salah comes, the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which has given great detail. And this is also another important aspect to understand. That many people say that I only understand I only follow Quran Sharif. I don't follow Hadith. One person, Bright Spark like that, was traveling with Hazrat Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali one occasion in the train. And they're long journey, so he starts speaking, so-called graduate. So he started speaking with Hazrat Qari Tayyab Sahib and he says, I'm Ahle Quran. I don't follow Hadith. So Qari Tayyab Sahib was a man of what caliber and what the taqwa and what knowledge Allah gave him. He says, what you're telling me, I understand you follow Hadith. Say, Qari Sahib, I thought you are big buzruk and such an intelligent. I'm telling you I don't follow Hadith. I only follow Quran Sharif. So again, Qari Sahib told him that, bhai, it seems you're telling me you follow Hadith. So third time he said, Qari Sahib, I don't understand. I'm telling you. So Qari Sahib told him that, okay, who came to tell you that this is Quran Sharif? In the Quran Sharif, he told you this is Quran. Jibreel alayhi salam had to come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hadith told us that, they say, oh, now you realize what I'm thinking. So like that, many of us, we thinking that we are very intelligent. And we want to make our own tahqiqat and all that. There is no need for that. Deen is very simple. And what we have to understand, that if we don't make this effort of namaz, isiliye roze mehshar mein sabse awwal namaz hi ka hisab hoga. The first thing that Allah will question us with regard to ibadat is with regard to salah. And Allah Ta'ala save us if we didn't make this effort of salah, of performing our salah properly. First the outward structure, and as this you will learn inshallah, then the reality comes, then a person will start, his life will become real. Otherwise our life is just haphazard, and it mustn't be said, shock to us, hatta iza jahadul maut. All of a sudden malakul maut is staring, then we will beg to come back, that it will be too late. So namaz ke fazail aur ahmiyat ulama aur mashayikh hamesha se tahreez farmate chale aaye. So the first thing is to create shock, to create desire in a person. And that is what Hazrat says, what is a khanka? Jo be pyaaso ko pyaas de de. Those people who are not thirsty, make them thirsty. And jo pyaas hai, unko pani de do. And those that are thirsty, they will get the water in the khanka. So this is what otherwise if you just come and eat and sleep and nice, the best place to go for itikaf is here by the khanka. But we don't sit in the program. So see how important is it. Even the fadail program, Hazrat says, don't think that Hazrat is not here. So these programs are not important. Every program, from what how Allah Hazrat has set out the program, everyone is more important. And remember that the istimai amal is much more benefit than infiradi amal. Your infiradi amal, your individual amal, you'll get time to do that. But when we get time for that, then we are talking. And when this is the time to be sitting here, then we are busy doing something else, shopping and that. So thus, the mashayikh have written the fazail of and the importance of salah. And Hazrat Shaykh, or usme hamare Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali ka bhi ek risala, fazail namaz, bahut hi mubarak aur mu'sir hai. Just Sufi Iqbal sahab is mentioning that our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya sahab wrote a beautiful kitab, fazail namaz, and it's being read here. So let us pay attention and listen to it also. And it's very effective just to listen to it. Then you'll realize what namaz is all about. Aur namaz ke zahiri masail kutub e fiqh bin daraje. One is you get the fazail, the virtue. But now how to make namaz? So you have to learn the masail. The masail is most important. And Allahu Akbar. Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali says that najat ki madar masail par hai, na fazail par hai. That our, how we will be saved in the court of Allah tomorrow. Our salvation is dependent according to how we know the masail. You don't know the masail and you're just reading namaz. Then that namaz has got no value. So the fazail is important to bring that urge. But now you have to learn the masail also. And from the foundation, and this shows how important is the maktab, how important, here there just few masail that are we going over, this is to create the urge when we go home, have the talim at home also. Read the masail at home also. And today basically there is translated in English also, so very easy. So we should have the talim in the home. So, aur namaz ke zahiri masail kutub fiqh daraj hai. Aur mukhtasar taur par Urdu mein risala Taleemul Islam, Hazrat is giving examples of one, two kitabs, Mufti Kifayatullah's Taleemul Islam. Very easy, and this used to be taught in the maktab in the early days, and what students used to be progressed. Today, all lot of the syllabus in the maktab, but all what the school is doing, they are all coloring, all that, our children are doing that. So there's no results in the maktab also. They went to Maktab, but they came out empty. In the early days, our pious elders, and there also, the ustad, when the noor of iman is in his heart, that's going to affect the student. And that is important. When there's no noor in my heart, what is the student going to get? He'll just be drawing and he'll just be dusting. He'll even know his sabak. But he goes out of the class, he doesn't even know how to wear his shoes, the right or left, whatever, because ustad is not doing it. So thus our mashayikh, they had the reality in their heart. And we see our elders, our forefathers, their main concern was Allahu Akbar. Masjid, maktab, masjid and qabrastan. And that is what they made effort. Today we are not concerned about this. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that these kitabs may seem simple but very important. Or based is ever, tamam zaruri masail ka bayan hai. Based is ever has got all the necessary masail in there. Our Dada Sheikh explained, there used to be one person in Karachi that he used to be, Allahu Akbar, selling achar on his bicycle. And he used to call him Mufti Achar. So you say, how come he is Mufti Achar? They say, any masala you ask him, on the turn he'll tell you. Not like a Mali Sahab like me, now somebody asks you, a mouse fell in the well, what's the masala? You know, we just read that masala when? Now you don't know. But Mali Sahab, Mali is sharp, so he say, what color was it? So when he is going to see the color, you're going to see your kitab. But Mufti Achar, he knew the masala offhand. So they ask him, how much? He say, I finished read basis, they were cover to cover 5 times. And I still carry on reading. And this is what we need. Especially if our young girls in the home, they don't have to do big, big alima calls and then they're out of the house. They are very big, apas, no housework. But if they do basis, they were cover to cover, then see every aspect is covered in there. And then you'll see Allahu Akbar. As just a person just thinks that every aspect of our deen, just taharat alone, how to make wuzu properly, what a great thing a person will realize. That without istinja, a person has got no reality of life. And sadly today, we look at this, the painted dollies, they don't even know how to make istinja. Allah, they came out, polish themselves, and just take some spray and put some cosmetics, and we think they look nice. Allahu Akbar. They are filth. Innama al-mushrikuna najas. And Allah Ta'ala says they are rich. They are filth and dirt. And then also Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explains another important aspect here. That the wuzu, if we make it properly, then see how many diseases we'll be safe from. Especially like flu, etc. Hazrat explained, now in Ramadan, obviously, you can't gargle your mouth so much that you make ghargara. That water maybe goes down, so we have to be careful. But Hazrat says, normally, what is the sunnah of gargling the mouth? That you have to gargle, put the water towards the end of your throat and make ghar, ghar, ghar. So all that phlegm in that will come out. But who does this? Then we get the sickness, the doctor will tell you take TCP or take this. But the best antiseptic is water. And then even cleaning the nose. Our Dada Sheikh explained that when we don't do this course, then Hazrat explained, then even we don't do the simple basic masail. You see a person left his house, he made wuzu, everything. But he's not itching nowhere. The moment he come in the masjid, Allahu Akbar, now he's scratching here. Now he's scratching there. He's scratching his nose also. Hazrat says, I saw some ulama, they're taking out, then they're inspecting. Is this the kohinoor that came out from my nose or what? So Hazrat says, you're supposed to wash your nose. That is, take the water, throw it into your nose and let it go little up and then blow it out. But we're not doing that. If we do our wuzu properly, our taharat properly, then see the value, Allahu Akbar, of the maskatib that our ulama have taught us, then we can think of getting nisbat ma Allah. Otherwise, we're fooling ourselves. Our wuzu also is slapdash. Our istinja also today with the spray system, we're just spraying. You must spray, but rub your private parts and clean it properly. Otherwise, Hazrat further explains, لیکن قرآن و سنت میں اس کی بھی وضاحت ہے کہ نماز کے تمام فضائل زندگی پر اس کا اثر حقیقی نماز یعنی بارو اور خشوع و خضوع والی نماز حاصل ہوتا ہے جس میں احسان کی کیفیت یعنی ان تعبد اللہ کانک تراہ کا منظر ہو. Then Hazrat explains that نماز, it has been mentioned that the مسائل are there, the فضائل are there, but to perform Quran was sunnah in the Quran Sharif, in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it has been made clear that tamam fazail or zindagi par uska asar, that you heard the value of namaz. But now for that namaz to have effect in your life, and that namaz to be a namaz of life. Like, for example, I'm sitting here, Hazrat explained, I'm talking. If my ruh goes out, then what's it? My body is useless. And like many people, even janaza, they want to see the face of, the ruh is gone. What, you're just looking at the face? And that is not reality. And like Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib, rahmatullahi, the son of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, used to give, in South Africa also, many times he's giving bayan. He says, you people are seeing me. He says, yes, Hazrat, we're seeing you. He says, you're hearing me. He says, yes, we're hearing you. He says, you're not seeing me. My reality alone is, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْصِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَهُسْتِلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. When your soul comes out from your mouth, you see your mouth is wide open. And your eyes are popped out. Oh, this is the color of my soul. So that reality, when that reality of namaz has to come into the heart, I baru namaz. But now a person should not say that I don't have reality of namaz, so I'll first do the cause of zikrullah. No, namaz you have to make. Whether you did the cause, we're supposed to do it from start. But we all negligent. So when we come to realize, you start doing it. But like Allah Ta'ala first created the body. So the body is also important. 4 months and 10 days the body was created. So all this masail and learning the fazail and learning the basic masail, etc. This is the body. If you don't have a body, where are you going to get ruh? Then the ruh will come. So first have the body and then realize Allahu Akbar. That Allah Ta'ala, and what beauty, how beautifully Allah Ta'ala made this body. And then what is this reality of namaz? Baru or khushu, khudu wali namaz hasil hota hai. That a namaz of concentration, devotion, humility. And as it will be explained, what is this? And this is that namaz that we say, we get this kayfiyat of ihsan. Kayfiyat of that I antabud Allah ka'annaka tara. That I worship, we make ibadat of Allah Ta'ala as though I can see Allah. If we can't reach that stage, then no, Allah is seeing me. And this is simple to understand. It's nothing so big, it's so difficult. How am I going to reach that stage? We know, for example, the students in the class, when the ustad is in the class, they're all busy doing their work. They all, even if they're just pretending, but they know they're sitting quiet. The moment the ustad just walks out, now see how the class is gone. Everybody is now talking, everybody is doing their own thing. Similarly like that, you're working for a boss. When the boss is around, you're at it and you're doing your work. Now you know the boss is gone on 3 weeks leave. Now you also on 3 weeks leave. You also doing your own thing and that. So like that, when we are conscious that Allah, in this consciousness comes, and this consciousness will only come when we do this cause of zikr and shaghal, and we come in the khanka and we come for this purpose, this object to get this connection with Allah Ta'ala, then we'll pay attention to all these, as the whole cause that we are doing. Every aspect we'll realize how important it is. So to reach that important stage, and this cause when a person does it, and as we explain, ad-deenu yusrun. It's not difficult, it's very easy. And Allah Ta'ala has made it enjoyable also. The deen is enjoyable, but the object is not the enjoyment. The object is Allah's pleasure. Many a times a person makes zikr, and in the beginning you make zikr, you say, I enjoy the zikr. And after that, when you go home 2-3 days, you make zikr, and then you say, hey, but I'm not getting enjoyment. Zikr is not for enjoyment. Zikr is to do what you have to do. You do what you have to do. Allah tests you whether you're like a small child. The dada, nana calls the child, come. He don't want to show him a stock sweet. Now he comes. Now when he's used to, he's coming every day, he's getting a stock sweet, so he's running. So now dada put it away and see whether he's coming for the love of his grandfather or he's just coming for the stock sweet. So he puts it away, he say, come. Now the child don't want to come, there's no stock sweet. So like that, Allah Ta'ala in the start gives us little enjoyment. When Allah Ta'ala sees whether we are Abdul Lut or Abdul Latif. Lutf is the slave of enjoyment. Or you the slave of Latif, Allah who is, know the subtle things of our heart. What is in the crevices of the heart, Allah knows. This banda came for what to my house? So Allah wants to see that. And this will come when we do this cause. And this is what this ihsan is all about. And this is what you will get in the khanka. In the khanka, in the kitabs, you'll get the whole method of namaz, everything. But you won't get in any kitab in your whole alim course, you won't get this cause here. This you get in the khanka. And that is why Allah Akbar, Judge Akbar Ilahabadi, who was a judge in the time of the British, outwardly in dunya he had a high position. But when he came in the company of the friend of Allah, then he realized what reality of life is. Then one of the beautiful poems he said, Na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se, deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. That you won't get deen itself, that this reality comes into our life, that namaz of life, you won't get it in the kitabs. Where you going to find any kitab where it's teaching you namaz of ruh? That you won't, that you'll get from the mashayikh. And this is where you will get. And that also, not just studying the kitabs of tasawuf, sit in the company of the mashayikh. It must come from heart to heart. Otherwise you'll study all the kitabs of tasawuf also. And you'll get more mixam. And you won't even get the reality. So it's actually from the heart of the mashayikh. So he says, not just by kitabs, not just by reading, by listening to bayans also. Like today we got tapes of bayans and bayans. Anus Patel Sahib says, we both, I got a stick, 50 bayans of my sheikh, 100. He say you got one action of your sheikh in your life. So that is the important thing. That here is not to get knowledge, is to get that nur of the deen of Allah, that and this consciousness, this kayfiyati ahsan, that's what is in my sheikh's heart. And that taqwa, that Allah gives me one iota of that. And then see the enjoyment of just walking to the masjid. And if we don't worry of this, then Hazrat explains further, or ghaflat wali namaz ke liye to Quran wa hadith mein sakh wa'id hai. And a namaz of unmindfulness, you reading namaz. Like Hazrat says, so many people you see, that he's reading namaz so fast, he finished 10 rakats, 20 rakats. Like some people, they get this notion, somebody gives them, I don't know where they get this nasihat, you go Kaaba Sharif, you must make 50 tawafs. Now the person is like running a marathon. Allahu Akbar. Whereas one Jamaat was going to Hajj and they passed Turkistan and they were going for Nafal Hajj. So there was a sheikh, they asked, where are you going? He says, we're going for Hajj. He says, you know whose house it is? He says, Allah's house. Say, you know Allah. He says, we don't know. So he says, first stay by me for 1 year. When they stayed by 1 year by the sheikh and they came to know who Allah is, now they're going for Hajj was a different journey. Now it was a different thing. So like this also we see, many people Ramzan think, I must go for Umrah, but spend a Ramzan in the company of your mashayikh. Let your heart come to know what is, whose house you're going to. Then see the difference. Then that Umrah will have an effect upon us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Otherwise there's warnings in the, over and over, there are severe warnings in the Qur'an Kareem, in the hadith of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with regard to a namaz of unmindfulness. Hazrat says, a person who is unmindful, you'll find like children also. In the beginning you tell them to read namaz, they don't make wuzu also. Like that you'll get big people also. Just people must see, my friends must see I'm in the masjid, making namaz with no wuzu. And like that one Imam Sahib, he went to a new place to perform imamat. And then he started his imamat. After 2-3 days, somebody told him, or the old imam told him, yeah, they don't pay you. They just offer you a big salary, but they don't pay. So he thought, let's try it out. So after that, he carried on whole month. He asked, where's the salary? He said, we'll pay you next month. So next month came, they still didn't pay. So he said, now I'm leaving. But now that I'm leaving, my 2 months namaz that I read, you'll have to make qaza because I read without wuzu. Because I knew you're not going to pay me. So that type of namaz is not going to help us. And the namaz that you do this cause, and you start becoming conscious and worry that what we're going to get from Allah Ta'ala, and Allahu Akbar. And as we explained, this cause is simple. It's not a big deal. And what is it? Basic. To come onto Sharia. To come onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as we learn, zikr is that medicine, which is the most important thing. The object of jihad, the object of namaz is the zikr, the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person gets that, then Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Allah says, definitely, the believers in the, this is mazi, past tense, the believers are successful already. But who are those true believers? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who have got devotion and humiliation in their salah. Imam Raghib Asfahani rahmatullah alayhi says, the Arabic language is so vast, but this word salah is a very small but very encompassing word, that every type of success you can think of, whether it's your success in your health, whether it's in your wealth, more important in your deen, whether it's in your social matters, whether it's in your mood, etc., whether it's in your mind, all types of success Allah has encompassed in this. And that is why Allah Ta'ala made it such that in our azan, when it is said, Hayya ala salah, a person thinks, no, I'm involved in a big deal here. I'm still doing this. My success is in this deal. Allah says, Hayya ala salah, by your success is here. But when we don't do the call, we're looking for our success in the deal. And we'll say, I'll see, I'll go later on for namaz. We're looking for our success in studying something else. Even a student is thinking, I'm writing imtihan. Now let me go over this masala. And you come and jamaat has started already. No, you come for namaz, you get Allah will put it in your heart. Allah will open your mind to understand the masail, everything properly. And then when you come also to understand khashi'un, that what you come with humbleness in the masjid. As we said, before you enter the masjid, you think, whose house I'm going to? I'm going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this humbleness comes into a person. And Allahu Akbar. It was asked by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what is the khashi'un all about? Then he said, khaifuna qalban, sakinuna qaliban. That when you come, I'm coming in the court of Allah. Here we come just for our Shaykh's majlis. You sit in front, how your heart is shaking. Hazrat Masan. And then you sit attentively. So we are coming in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So your heart must be worried that Allah Ta'ala must be happy with me. And Allah is the easiest being to please is Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will make us happy when we come with the right mind. Otherwise our mind, you don't do the cause of zikr, our mind is all over the show. And that is what mashayikh, the first thing they do to get our mind in one direction. A dihati came to majlis of one sheikh. Now the sheikh saw his mind is everywhere, is in the dihat. So his husband want to bring his mind in one direction. So he asked him, what you love, what you got? Now in the dihat, what, they got buffaloes or they got cows. He said, I love my buffalo. So Hazrat says, think of your buffalo every day. Now when Hazrat saw, now he is not thinking of other things, only thinking of his buffalo. Now he turned his attention from the buffalo to Allah. Who made your buffalo? Who is looking after your buffalo? Now you are to attain, like Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah says, when we come to the khanka, we come like dirty clothes. And then the mashayikh have to spun us it. Today it's a washing machine. In the early days and there in India, the dobis, they wash the washing on the rocks. And they hit it on the rocks, how they clean the clothes, etc. Many a times you go with good kurtas and you come, you say, Dobi sahab, kya hua? Here there's a dusting. You say, I'm washing it, what can I do? So like that, we have to get washed myself first. And then, and we'll realize, the more you get washed, you realize the more I'm dirty. So you keep on doing this course, and you don't want to step coming to the company of the Ahlullah. Otherwise, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, farmate, ایک مرتبہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے آسمان کی طرف نگاہ اٹھائی اور یہ ارشاد فرمایا کہ اس وقت علم کے دنیا سے اٹھ جانے کا وقت منکشف ہوا. حضرت ابو درد رضی اللہ عنہ says, if you like we don't we do the score, and if you do the score, you'll see you'll buzz in your other work. Hazrat says it like will just be like a switch. You are busy doing something else. But namaz time, azan, if you are still not in a masjid before, azan is going. And now your attention will be straight. And now you come, you are doing some other thing. But now you'll on a switch, I mean, in front of Allah. Other thoughts will come unintentionally. That is a definite, that will come also in the subject. But that won't harm your namaz. So anyway, Hazrat Abdullah Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, on one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his house. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked up to the sky and he said, Allah is open to me that knowledge of deen is going to be lifted from this world. So one of the sahabi, Hazrat, hum log, us waqt ujjane ka munkashif, Hazrat Ziyad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sahabi ne arz kiya, ya Rasulullah, ilm hum se kis tarah ujj jayenge? So one great sahabi, Hazrat Ziyad radiallahu ta'ala, and he said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will this knowledge be lifted up from this world? Because then he gave his own example, okay, log Quran Sharif padte hai, aur apni aulad ko padhate hai, wo isi tarah apni aulad ko padhayenge, aur silsila chalta rahega. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, main tujhe bara samajhdar khayal karta tha. So Hazrat Ziyad Jannah says, how it will be lifted? You taught us Quran Sharif, we reading Quran Sharif, we will teach it to our children, they will teach it to their children. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, oh Ziyad, I thought you are very intelligent Sahabi. But, don't you understand? Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam opened his mind. And this is the benefit of the Mashayikh. They will open, we as students, we think, no, we got lot of tahqeeq. But, and this is why you should present yourself to your Mashayikh. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, main tujhe, to tujhe bada samajhdar khiyal karta hai. Ye Yahud Nasara bhi Torah, Injil, parte, parhate, phir kya kar aamad hua. So when you see the Jews, Christians, they also had a kitab, the Old Testament, the Gospel, all that. They were also reading, teaching. But what Allah Ta'ala said, كَمَسَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. It was just in the books. There was nothing in their heart. It was just a big show, big universities. Like that also today, we as students, we have to be very conscious that we think we became great ulama. We'll even make tahqeeq. And when great days come, now we want to know, is the Shab-e-Barat? Is it a very great night or what? All that tahqeeqat our elders did. When you sit in the company of the Mashayikh, then you'll be worried, what must I do on this night? Not get into unnecessary tahqeeqat. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that will be happening, that you will be teaching, but reality of deen will go out of our life. There'll be big madaris. In the earlier days, there weren't so many madaris, so many libraries, etc., so many bayan, but the reality of deen is not in my life. It's not, so how am I going to pass it on to my children? How, and that is the dua Allah Ta'ala taught us. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. You the imam of the house, so make me pious and let my household become pious. So first we have to become pious. Otherwise, and then Hazrat Abu Darda has now mentioned another striking point that how knowledge will be lifted and the reality, and this is, inshallah, we'll explain more detail tomorrow, Allah give tawfiq, that this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, سَيَاتِ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا اسْمُهُ وَلَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا رَسْمُهُ. A time is going to come that in Islam, and this is the time we're living, nothing will be left of Islam, just names. Ahmad, Muhammad, Abdurrahman, Amina, Fatima, and nothing of Quran Sharif. All big, just rasam, beautiful, all Quran Sharif competitions, etc. That we'll explain, inshallah, the more detail. But the other thing, Hazrat Abu Darda now says, Abu Darda ke shagir kehte hai ke maine dusri sahabi Hazrat Ubada radhiyallahu se jaakar ye qissa sunaya. Unhone farmaya ke Abu Darda radhiyallahu sach kehte hai aur main batau ke sabse pehle kya cheez duniya se uthegi. Sabse pehle namaz ka khushu uth jayega. To dekhenge bari masjid mein ek shakhs bhi khushu se namaz padhne wala na hoga. Hazrat Abu Darda, now his student, he says, I went to another sahabi, Abu Ubada radiallahu ta'anu, Hazrat Ubada radiallahu ta'anu, and I told him, this is what my ustad said, that knowledge of deen will be lifted. So he says, must I tell you what will the first thing be lifted? Concentration and devotion in namaz. You'll see the masjid is full, and we see like that, Jummah time, masjid is full, but no person has got concentration, devotion. Our mind is everywhere else. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding to realize how important and how great and valuable gift this is, and we have to make an effort to bring it correctly into our lives.